start our years by making update videos for each of us. And today is Parker's big update day.
Yay!
Yay, Parker! So we're going to start up with some questions. And we've organized all of these questions in a really fun way that you can actually get as well if you go down to our description box below. All right, what is your name?
Parker.
And how old are you?
I am 10.
What is today's date?
What is this in this?
When you grow up, what would you like to be?
I want to be a YouTuber.
What style videos do you want to make?
Like family, like what we do.
And what are your goals for this year?
Well, last year I was regional champion, so this year I really want to become a regional champion again. And also...
Regional champion in what?
Oh, tumbling trampoline. It's TNT, but it's also known as tumbling trampoline. It's a form of gymnastics. And also, last year there are nationals for my age, and last year I never went to them. So I really want to go to them this year.
Parker's team didn't go to nationals last year, and I don't know if they would be going to nationals this year or not. Sometimes it's even just about like the coaches and if they can travel that week or not. What is your favorite TV show?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians. But then there's also Wednesday, Heaters Back Off, Gravity Falls. Like there's a whole bunch of TV shows that I love. Like all of those. I really love Wednesday. Wednesday's so good. It's really hard to choose one.
You don't have to. This is just about you. This is your video and sharing what you want to remember when you're older and how we want to remember you. So feel free to do whatever. And also there are some more really good questions that will come later in the video that were submitted by our channel members on the like channel member end of this channel. And that will actually be a lot of like expanding on Percy Jackson and stuff. Like there's a bunch of fun questions in there, so. And if you become a channel member now, you can actually add to that for the next batch of update videos. So that is still being added to. What is your favorite movie?
Okay, so I really like the whole Spider-Man universe. I really like that, that's super good.
Do you have a favorite Spider-Man?
Well, it's really hard to choose, but my favorite Spider-Man is probably Andrew Garfield or Tom Holland. They're both so good. It's so hard to, I don't know. And most people don't like Andrew Garfield.
What?
Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah, I know a lot of people who don't like it that much.
I'm
like, what? It's because they like think he's too cool or something.
He is pretty cool.
He's so cool.
I don't think that though. I think he fits the character really well.
I know. And then there's also Gifted. I really love Gifted and My Girl. I really like My Girl. My Girl's really good. I really liked Wonder. What's the one where it's like they're twins and their parents had a divorce?
The Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
The Lindsay Lohan one.
Yeah, the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap.
We haven't watched it in so long.
I know!
You used to watch it like every day.
Same with Wonder. Wonder, yeah. I used to watch every single day. And same with The Impossible. I love The Impossible. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That movie is so, so good. Everyone out there needs to see it.
That's old enough. Parker saw it when he was a little young, but I feel like it's such a good movie that it outweighs some of the like maturity level. But we did, you know, we went into that knowing that is it rated R? Yeah. Was it your first rated R movie?
Yep.
Yeah. So he just saw that a couple weeks ago because we were just like, it's such a good movie.
I had to see it, and I watched it, and it was so good. It was so good. It's like my brain, literally. Every day, like everything, everywhere, all at once in my brain.
Yeah, he did say that like 30 minutes in, he was like, I love this. This is how my brain feels all the time. And then what is your favorite book?
Percy Jackson.
That's the particular one of the series?
Oh, yes, the first one.
Okay.
Because I haven't read all of them, but I'm working on it. I like the first one because it's the book where you get to like know the characters very well, I guess. Because it's like when you meet them and stuff, and I feel like you get to know the characters and that. The Terrible Two. The Terrible Two is so good. It's about these two pranksters, and it is really good.
What is your favorite musical?
Percy Jackson, although I haven't seen it. I'm just saying Percy Jackson everything. Hadestown is really good. Wicked is really good.
I didn't know you saw that. I haven't seen it. Like, I know the music. I read the book, but I haven't seen
There's
the
There's a book?
Yes, it's based off a book. Which is also based off a book. Wizard of Oz.
Wait, Wicked's a book?
Yes.
And they're making a movie.
Yes.
And Ariana Grande is Elphaba.
Yep.
Nope, not Elphaba.
Nope, the other one.
The other one.
Good witch. What's her name?
Glinda.
Glinda.
I also, wait, did I already say Hadestown? Into the Woods, really good.
You haven't said Hamilton, which I'm
surprised. Oh, gosh, Hamilton. yeah.
Have you said Matilda? Is that a fave or no?
Well, it's one of my favorites. It's just not, like, my favorite.
Okay, doesn't go on the list. That's fine. What are some of your favorite hobbies?
Is it gymnastics a hobby or a job?
I think it's a hobby. I mean, later it's a job, I guess. There are people who are professional gymnasts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, how does it feel for you? Is it something you do for fun?
Or it's something I do for fun, but
I'd say that's a hobby. I think your job can be a hobby. And a lot of people,
your hobby becomes
a job later in life. You know, like maybe your hobby is playing piano and then you become a professional pianist. What? That word's not funny to you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're 10. You're clearly 10. So I'm guessing you're not going to grow up to be a professional pianist.
My eyes are watering.
Okay, so what other hobbies aside from gymnasts?
Well, I play with my siblings. Mm-hmm. Is that a hobby?
Yeah, well, what kinds of things do you play?
I play games with my siblings.
What kind of games?
Well, it's mostly just me and Duncan. We play outside a lot, and we play, like, superhero games and stuff like that. Okay, so I like to write books, even though I'm super bad at it.
You do great.
A page takes me about 2 hours. I really like to binge watch stuff, although I'm never allowed to.
What do you like to binge watch?
I really like binge watching Spider-Man movies. I watched the first Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, and then that same day, I watched the first Tom Holland Spider-Man movie, and they were both so amazing. Another hobby of mine is drinking water out of my Stanley.
That's a hobby. It's a personality trait. Okay.
Hobbies, going to sleep.
What is your favorite board game?
What is my favorite board game? This is hard.
I know.
Catan, Pandemic, Marvel Splendor.
Ooh, good one.
Spit, I really like. Oh, wait, is that not?
Yeah, you can count it. What is your favorite song?
I am very into Taylor Swift right now, so I'm really liking Taylor Swift. I have a whole Taylor Swift playlist, and I really like it. Lover's really good. Me. And Bad Blood's good. Blank Space I really like. Yeah, there are a whole bunch that I could name. I also really like Shake It Off and Look What You Made Me Do. That one's good.
What is your favorite animal?
So my favorites are probably a white and black ruffle-tailed lemur, rats, monkeys, and cheetahs. As you can see, I filled my Stanley up with rat stickers. So that's how much I love rats. I can't find any black and white ruffle-tailed lemur stickers, which is really sad to say. I love those animals. I've only seen them at one zoo, and that zoo was all the way across the United States.
Which is funny because they actually used to be the Santa Barbara Zoo, like, main animal. Like, I want to say their mascot. Like, when I was young, the Santa Barbara Zoo used to, like, be all about them.
That is so sad because I would really love to see them.
That's so interesting because that's like what I associate Santa Barbara Zoo as having.
I can't believe I wrote this. Axolotls. Axolotls are amazing. They're so cute and fluffy.
Fluffy? Have you seen an axolotl?
Yeah, they're like spike things on their heads. They're fluffy.
They're like floaty.
They're like... They look fluffy.
What is your favorite food?
Fall pizza. Or ice cream. Ice cream's good. Does that count as a food?
I feel like, I don't know if all of the kids have the same answer and the same follow-up question immediately after, but yeah, we're counting it.
Okay.
But then the next question is, what is your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream? I seriously have no idea. I really love coffee.
What is your favorite color?
Yellow.
And that has been pretty consistent your whole life.
Yep, as you can see. Yellow.
And you don't like all yellows is what I've learned about you.
Yes, there are some like darker yellows that are like
he's not as into the like mustard, the dark mustard yellow.
Yeah. I like went to a house where it was like all painted that, and I was like, I'm so glad I don't live here.
What is your favorite subject in school?
Math, science, history, and math.
What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas and Easter. Yeah.
Nice. So now I'm going to ask some of the questions that came in from our members, and then Parker will get a chance to kind of talk about anything he wants to talk about.
Yay!
Is Parker going to compete again this year?
Yes. I actually have a competition today, so
yeah. He started competing. I think, have you done two or have you done
one? This is my second one.
If you had to swap your legs with the legs of an animal, which animal would you choose?
I would be a kangaroo. But what I would do is I would shave my legs, and then I wouldn't be so hot.
For the summers?
And then no, you could grow for like, up. For all.
For all, that's too much. Okay, great. What would you do with your new kangaroo legs?
Jump. Wouldn't that be hard to walk, though? And kick. I could kick. Wait, does it count? Wait, does the legs go all the way up to like here and then ends at your waist?
Because like,
then
I'd have a tail. Oh, the tail. Yeah. Do you want that tail?
Yeah.
If a theme song played every time you entered a room, what would that song be? Like, what would your theme song be?
Okay, so this is kind of weird, but I would want Rickroll. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never
so did you just Rickroll everyone? Where do you see yourself in 5 years with gymnastics and acrobatics? So, like, when you're 15.
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully on the higher team. Because I'm actually on team 2 right now, and there is team 1 at the place that I go. So hopefully on team 1 because I'm on team 2 right now.
And I think it's the Olympics this year. Do you see yourself ever going to the Olympics?
No.
Someone says, I've been dying to know who the little cutie is at the end of each video. Is it Bailey?
No. It's not Bailey. It's not Jacob. I know what it is. It's Parker Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. That is a reference to kind of an inside joke with us. So there's this commercial from the 80s, and Sarah Michelle Gellar is like 5 years old and just super cute. And in it, she's wondering like why the prices of the Burger King burgers are so good. So she's like, why? What could it be? And she says,
it's not my birthday. It's not Christmas. I know what it is. It's unbelievable.
so we kind of, it's like an inside joke around our house. We'll walk around going, it's unbelievable. You can look it up. It's on YouTube. I recommend. There's a whole series.
It's me. I am the one who hits the camera.
You used to do that a lot. Somebody's asking you to spend more time talking about Percy Jackson and how amazing it is or what you think of it.
Okay. One of the greatest days of my whole entire life happened a few days ago. And what happened is I met the person who played Percy, the person who played Annabeth, and the person who played Grover, and I played Grover for Halloween in my Halloween costume. I was him. And so I really liked meeting all of them, and it was so cool and fun.
Yeah, so the kids actually got to meet the three main cast members of Percy Jackson, and they surprised them. So the kids had no idea that they were coming into a photo with them behind them.
They were like behind the screen that we're taking photos, and then they walked out and went to the side of us, and they were like literally so close to us, and we didn't even realize it. We thought it was just like people around us trying to fix the screen because we thought like something
might Jacob thought it was somebody taking his picture, like a photographer coming up close.
Oh, really? And then Walker Scoville came over and he like came in front of us because he knew that we were not gonna look. I felt like he knew that because we probably would have looked sooner if
yeah, the cast was like, why haven't they noticed us?
Yeah. So he like came over in front of me. He was like, "Yeah, wow, that was good." And I was like, "Oh!" And then Jacob just goes, "Oh, hi."
Is there a food that you tried this last year that you loved and had never had before?
Po' boys. I had shrimp po' boy and I had that other one. What was that one?
Did you have alligator?
No, that was Bailey and Jacob. I don't know.
There was fish.
I didn't have the fish one. I didn't really like the fish one.
Crawfish?
No, crawfish. I really like crab, crawfish, shrimp. Those are like really good. I really like those.
What is your favorite thing to do as a family?
So I really like going to amusement parks. Oh, I really love going to the park and just like hanging out because that's really fun. I feel like we haven't done it in a while, but I really like doing it. So I like going down to the park and then having a little picnic and playing with the littler kids.
If you could make one seemingly impossible thing possible this year, what would it be?
I don't know if this is like, I feel like it is a part of this. Like, could that be anything?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd want to go to a genie. And I would say,
I'd like a power.
And then he would say,
what power?
And I would say,
the power to have all powers.
And then I would be the superhero of all Earth.
Why don't you just wish to be the superhero of all Earth and just cut out the middleman?
No, why?
Okay, all right, okay, definitely. I like the genie idea, it's great. But you get three wishes with a genie, right?
Yeah, I'd wish to have a dragon.
Okay.
And then I'd wish to, wait, does this count as one thing?
So,
cause it's a genie?
It was one thing, and then you went to the genie, and the genie kind of puts it into a three thing. That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were like being such a trickster.
Yeah. And no, what I do is I go to a genie and he would say,
"My wish is my grand shield."
And I'd say,
"I would like the power to have all wishes."
That is like one of the genie rules. Like, I think you can't.
Not with this genie. This genie is
a seemingly impossible genie.
Yes.
Okay. That was all the questions that I had for you. Do you have anything you want to add to your update video? Anything you want to say or talk about or remember?
I have been getting so many auditions right now and it is kind of crazy.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, it's fun. I'm glad I'm getting on people's radars. And I think I auditioned for something that I already auditioned for like in the past though. So,
like years ago.
Yeah, years ago. And I got that audition again because I think they never did the movie and they were gonna do the movie. And then they were just like, "Oh, wait, we didn't do the movie. Let's do the movie now."
So if you were in something, like in a movie or a TV show, like how would you feel about that, do you think?
I would be happy and excited. I would love to be in a show. I would love to be in a show because then I feel like when I'm auditioning, it would show that I'm in a show. And it would show that I'm actually eligible to be in a show. And I actually auditioned for something that had the same casting director that casted Tom Holland in The Impossible. So, yeah, it was really cool. I was like freaking out because I was obsessed. I'm obsessed with Tom Holland. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm gonna meet him," which I didn't. I've also auditioned to be a young Tom Holland in a movie, so I was close to meeting him.
And the way that the auditions work, for the most part, is that we like tape him acting and then send in a tape. So we don't usually actually get to go into a room at this point, which is nice because it's a lot of travel to like drive all around LA to do casting stuff. And that sort of changed after COVID because it used to be a lot of driving and in-person stuff. But now when the kids audition for things, they're usually taping themselves and sending them in.
So. But I did have one that was in person just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was really cool. I got to meet the casting director.
Are you liking that? Like, are you liking acting? Do you like acting?
Mm-hmm. I love acting. It's so fun and amazing.
So I think that wraps up your update video.
Thank you so much, Parker. You're an amazing 10-year-old. There are so many cool things that you do that I never would have dreamed of doing myself. So that's so neat to see you doing and accomplishing. And thank you so much for making this update video. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next time.
Bye.